From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin this hour in Afghanistan. Combat outpost Ashike sits right in the middle of the Taliban heartland, not far from the southern Afghan city of Kandahar. It's where the Taliban live and where they plan their attacks. Now, American troops from the 101st Airborne Division are living there, too, in a Spartan outpost that's little more than a concrete building surrounded by sandbags and razor wire. NPR's Tom Bowman was with the troops at the compound yesterday when it once again came under Taliban attack.
The soldiers at Kop Ashike joke that gunfire from Taliban AK-47s is their alarm clock. Sure enough, just after 8 a.m., the alarm goes off. Soldiers jump from their cots and race outside, many wearing shorts and flip-flops together with their helmets and weapons. Bullets rip into the sandbags of the guard tower, kicking up puffs of sand. One bullet tears through the plywood, covering a window in the command post, biting a chip from the concrete wall. The bullet just misses Captain Dan Luckett's head. He holds a spent AK round, as curved now as a talon.
This is my round. Because this one had Captain Luckett written all over it.
A round that exploded with a shower of splinters.
I got pieces of wood from that thing down my shirt.
Outside, under a camouflage canopy, the soldiers run about. Some climb ladders into the guard towers. Others are on radios calling for support. Suddenly, a Kiowa attack helicopter sweeps low overhead. It fires a rocket toward the Taliban, leaving a rush of air and a trail of smoke. There's no time for cheering. The Taliban are still shooting. The Americans keep firing, too. Heavy machine guns, grenade launchers. After about 20 minutes of this, the skirmish is over, which means it's time to go out and find any evidence of the enemy.
Hey.
A sergeant orders the men to put on their gear.
You guys just sitting around, getting ACUs. I guess we have to go push out and do something crazy.
Push out on patrol into that tangle of grapevines where the Taliban like to shoot and hide. Captain Brant Augie leads the patrol. He's a West Point graduate from Mississippi.
We will go to where we saw people before, but with the trench lines, all they do is keep their head down and move, and you can't see them. They're probably going to be gone by the time we get there.
They sidestep the coils of razor wire that protect the entrance to the outpost and trudge down a dirt road just as two farmers amble toward them.
Did you see anybody that was in the fields?
See, I didn't saw anybody on there.
Nobody saw anybody, huh?
Captain Augie hears that often. Villagers are wary of the Americans. The soldiers turn from the road and descend into the field. They're soon swallowed by the vines. Only their helmets can be seen, bobbing up and down like turtles. They trudge toward a grape hut about a quarter mile into the field. Farmers once used it to store their harvest. Now it's something of a Taliban fort. There's talk the huts are ringed by landmines. Even the farmers now stay away from them. So Lieutenant Clay Hammer tells the captain they should be careful.
What's that?
How close can we get to it?
We're going to get pretty damn close. I've walked right up the ones on down at Grape Hut 1 and 2, which are a lot worse than this one.
Captain Augie wants to look inside the Grape Hut for any evidence of the attack. Wounded or dead Taliban, a trail of blood, or at least some shell casings. As they near the Grape Hut, the patrol wades through an irrigation ditch. The Grape Hut's one story tall and made of adobe with small windows. It's as worn as a sandcastle and pockmarked with holes from that helicopter's missiles. Captain Augie pokes his head inside.
We look through the windows, see if we see any shell casings.
But inside, there's only hay, no sign of any Taliban. Lieutenant Hammer stands back a bit.
That's pretty normal. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they pick it up or what, but... Yeah, I have no idea. It makes no sense.
Do you think they just pick up the evidence and take off with it?
No. I think they take the bodies with them, but they're not going to pick up shell casings or anything like that. So if we haven't found it, that just tells me that we haven't identified the actual location they're firing from.
There have been about 9 such attacks in the past 6 weeks, and it's usually the same drill. The Taliban use the grapevines and the mud walls as a way to blunt the American sophisticated surveillance and weaponry.
As soon as they start taking fire, they can get down behind these walls. And you can see you can move all the way from here down to the wadi line and never be seen.
And sure enough, after nearly 2 hours of patrolling, there's nothing to be seen. So Augie and his men start to head back, grunting as they climb over the 6-foot grape field walls. The grapevines finally come to an end and open to a soft, plowed field. The guard tower of their compound is in sight. Captain Augie knows there'll be more Taliban attacks.
You know, what they want to do is make us scared to come out, you know, where we don't leave the compound.
But the Americans continue to leave the compound on patrols, and for the most part, the Taliban continue to slip away. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Kandahar Province, Afghanistan.
As Tom reported, no one was injured in that attack on the combat outpost.